Your job is to be present with your children and connect with them through the ups and downs of life's journey. The great news the whole brain child offers is that even the hard times you go through with your kids, even the mistakes you make as you parent, are opportunities to help your children grow, learn, and develop into people who are happy, healthy, and fully themselves. Rather than ignoring their big emotions or distracting them from their struggles, you can nurture their whole brain, walking with them through these challenges, staying present, and thus strengthening the parent-child bond and helping your kids feel seen, heard, and cared for. We hope that what we've shared in these pages will give you the solid foundation and inspiration to create the life you want for your children and your family, now and for the years and generations to come. Whole brain ages and stages. As your kids get older, you may find yourself wanting help applying the 12 whole brain strategies to each new age and stage. With that in mind, we've put together the following chart, which you can use as a reference guide anytime you need a quick refresher. Some of what we recommend will overlap across different ages, since the strategies are relevant for different developmental stages. Our goal is to ensure that the book continues to be a vital resource as your child grows and changes, and that you have clear and specific tools at your disposal for each stage of development.
Infant, toddler, 0 to 3. Type of integration, integrating the left and right brain. Whole brain strategy number 1, connect and redirect. When your child is upset, connect first emotionally, right brain to right brain. Then, once she is more in control and receptive, bring in the left brain lessons and discipline. Now is the time, as early as possible, to begin teaching your child about emotions. Mirror feelings and use nonverbals, like hugs and empathetic facial expressions, to show that you understand. You're frustrated, aren't you? Then, once you've connected, set the boundary. Biting hurts. Please be gentle. Finally, focus on an appropriate alternative or move on to something else. Hey, there's your bear. I haven't seen him in a long time. Whole brain strategy number 2, name it to tame it. When big right brain emotions are raging out of control, help your child tell the story about what's upsetting him. In doing so, he'll use his left brain to make sense of his experience and feel more in control. Even at this young age, make it a habit to acknowledge and name feelings. You look so sad. That really hurt, didn't it? Then tell the story. With small children, you'll need to be the primary narrator. Use your words and even act out the fall or the bump, possibly using humor, and watch your child's fascination. It can be helpful to make a homemade book with pictures or photos to retell an upsetting story, or to prepare your child for a transition like a new bedtime routine or starting preschool. Type of integration. Integrating the upstairs and downstairs. Whole brain strategy number 3. Engage, don't enrage. In high stress situations, engage your child's upstairs brain by asking her to consider and plan and choose, rather than triggering her downstairs brain, which is less about thinking and more about reacting. Nobody likes to be told no, and it's an especially ineffective strategy to use too often with toddlers. When possible, avoid outright power struggles with your little one. Save your no for when you really need it. The next time you hear yourself beginning to forbid her from hitting the mirror with a stick, stop. Instead, engage her upstairs brain. Let's go outside. What could you do with that stick in the yard? Whole brain strategy number 4, use it or lose it. Provide lots of opportunities to exercise the upstairs brain so it can be strong and integrated with the downstairs brain and the body. As often as possible, find ways to let your child use her upstairs brain and make decisions for herself. Do you want to wear your blue or red shirt today? Would you like milk or water with dinner? When you read together, ask brain-growing questions. How do you think the kitty will get down from the tree? Why does the girl look sad? Whole brain strategy number 5, move it or lose it. A powerful way to help a child regain upstairs-downstairs balance is to have him move his body. When your child is upset, make sure to acknowledge his feelings. This should always be your first move. But then, as quickly as possible, get him moving. Roughhouse with him. Play follow the leader. Race him to his bedroom and back. Get him to move and you'll change his mood. Type of integration. Integrating memory. Whole brain strategy number 6. Use the remote of the mind. After an upsetting event, the internal remote lets a child pause, rewind, and fast forward a story as she tells it, so she can maintain control over how much of it she views. Children this small may not know about a remote, but they know the power of a story. Enjoy this time when your child wants to tell and retell stories. Rather than pausing and fast-forwarding, you may end up simply pressing play repeatedly as you tell the same story multiple times. Even if you feel annoyed at having to go over the account again and again, remember that storytelling produces understanding, healing, and integration. Whole brain strategy number 7. Remember to remember. Help your kids exercise their memory by giving them lots of practice at remembering. At this age, ask simple questions, focusing on returning your child's attention to the details of her day. We went to Carrie's house today, didn't we? And do you remember what we did there? Questions like these are the building blocks for an integrated memory system. Type of integration. Integrating the many parts of myself. Whole brain strategy number 8. Let the clouds of emotion roll by. Remind kids that feelings come and go. Fear, frustration, and loneliness are temporary states, not enduring traits. Lay the foundation for an awareness of the difference between feel and am. When young children feel sad or angry or afraid, they have a hard time understanding that they won't always feel that way. So help them say, "I feel sad right now, but I know I'll be happy later." Be careful, though, that you don't dismiss the actual feelings. Acknowledge the present emotion and provide comfort. Then help your child understand that he won't feel sad forever, that he will feel better soon. Whole brain strategy number 9, sift. Help your children notice and understand the sensations, images, feelings, and thoughts within them. Help your child become aware of and talk about her internal world. Ask questions that guide her toward noticing bodily sensations. Are you hungry? Mental images. What do you picture when you think about Grandma's house? Feelings. It's frustrating when the blocks fall, isn't it? And thoughts. What do you think will happen when Jill comes over tomorrow? Whole brain strategy number 10. Exercise MindSight. MindSight practices teach children to calm themselves and focus their attention where they want. Even small children can learn to be still and take calm breaths, if only for a few seconds. Have your child lie on her back and place a toy boat on her stomach. Show her how to take slow, big breaths to make the boat go up and down. Keep this exercise very short since she's so young. Just let her experience the feeling of being still, quiet, and peaceful. Type of integration. Integrating self and other. Whole brain strategy number 11. Increase the family fun factor. Build fun into the family so that your kids enjoy positive and satisfying experiences with the people they're with the most. Follow your child's lead and just play. Tickle him, laugh with him, love him. Stack things up, knock them down, bang on pots and pans, go to the park, roll the ball. With every interaction in which you focus on and attune to your child, you can create positive expectations in his mind about what it means to love and be in a relationship. Whole brain strategy number 12, connect through conflict. Rather than an obstacle to avoid, view conflict as an opportunity to teach your kids essential relationship skills. Talk with your child about sharing and taking turns, but don't expect too much from her. In the coming years, you will have many opportunities to teach social skills and discipline. Right now, if there's conflict between her and another child, help her express how she feels and how the other child might feel, and help them problem solve if possible. Then redirect them both so they can transition into a different activity they can each enjoy.
Preschooler 3-6. Type of integration. Integrating the left and right brain. Whole brain strategy number 1. Connect and redirect. When your child is upset, connect first emotionally, right brain to right brain. Then, once she is more in control and receptive, bring in the left brain lessons and discipline. First, lovingly hear what's upset your child. Hug her and repeat back to her what you've heard with nurturing, nonverbal communication. You're really disappointed that Molly can't come over. Then, once you've connected, help direct her toward problem-solving and more appropriate behavior. I know you're upset, but you need to be gentle with Mommy. Do you have another idea for playing? Maybe we could see if Molly can come over tomorrow. Whole brain strategy number 2. Name it to tame it. When big right brain emotions are raging out of control, help your child tell the story about what's upsetting him. In doing so, he'll use his left brain to make sense of his experience and feel more in control. Whether it's a small T or big T trauma, you can start the storytelling process almost right away once you've connected right brain to right. At this age, he'll need you to take the lead. You know what I saw? I saw you running. And when your foot hit that slippery spot, you fell. Is that what happened? If he continues the story, great. But if needed, you can continue. So then you started crying, and I ran over to you, and it can be helpful to make a homemade book with drawings or photos to retell an upsetting story, or to prepare your child for a transition, like a new bedtime routine or starting school. Type of integration. Integrating the upstairs and downstairs. Whole brain strategy number 3. Engage, don't enrage. In high-stress situations, engage your child's upstairs brain by asking her to consider and plan and choose, rather than triggering her downstairs brain, which is less about thinking and more about reacting. Setting clear boundaries is important, but we often say no more than we need to. When your child is upset, be creative. Instead of saying, "We don't act that way," ask, "What's another way you could handle that?" Instead of, "I don't like the way you're talking," try, "Can you think of another way to say that, one that will be more polite?" Then praise her when she uses her upstairs brain to come up with alternatives. A great question to help avoid power struggles is, "Can you come up with an idea for how we can both get what we want?" Whole brain strategy number 4. Use it or lose it. Provide lots of opportunities to exercise the upstairs brain so it can be strong and integrated with the downstairs brain and the body. In addition to introducing your child to shapes and letters and numbers, play "What Would You Do?" games that present him with hypothetical dilemmas. What would you do if you were at the park and found a toy that you really wanted, but you knew it belonged to someone else? Read together and ask your child to predict how the story will end. Also, give him lots of opportunities to make decisions for himself, even and especially when it's difficult. Whole brain strategy number 5. Move it or lose it